Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved brethren and brothers and sisters, today we are heard two gospels. In the first gospel, we hear how the Lord goes out to preach that the kingdom of heaven has come, and repent. And of course, he's calling not only those people at that time, 2,000 years ago, but he's calling us for repentance. Do you and I, do we have anything to repent of? Well, if I look at myself, I would say, yes, that's for sure, we sure do. We are constantly sinning. We're losing sight of our Lord, and we have to repent in that. We have to learn to love him. We don't love our neighbors as we should. To us, the neighbors, is not that joy. They don't bring us that joy. As Saint Seraphim, for instance, said, when he saw somebody, he would say, my joy, Christ is risen. For heaven, we can look at the flower and say, my joy, in a sense, and the birdies. But it's difficult for us to see a human being and say that he or she is my joy. And yet we should learn to do that, because that is the crown of the creation that the Lord had made. He had made a man in his likeness and image, and we should be able to have love for them. And if we have love for them, then of course we can't judge them, and we won't get irritated when they cross our way, or they have irritation, or they don't understand us, and they go and do something wrong. We should only feel sorry for them at that time, and not judge them, not get mad at them, but pray for them and ask the Lord to forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And of course, in the second gospel, we heard how the blind man sitting and that they looking for little handouts, and they pass, hearing lots of people passing by on the street, and he finally asked them, what is going on? Why so many people are passing by? And they said, well, Jesus from Nazareth is coming through. And he immediately picked up the faith in his heart. He felt that this was his Savior, and he started to cry, Jesus, the Son of David, save me, have mercy on me. And he cried and cried, and the people got upset with it, that he's making that noise, and started to tell him to shut up and don't make the noise. But he continued to do it even more so. And Jesus Christ, as he walked up to him and asked him what he wanted, and of course he said he wanted to be seeing. He wants to be free from that blindness. And the Lord says, well, by your faith, see, start to see. And he immediately started to see and rejoice so much. That's the kind of faith he had, and that's the kind of faith we should start to develop. And we should cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord to lift off the blindness from our spiritual eyes, so that we will be able to finally see the spiritual life, and not just be all wrapped up around in this temporary life, and trying to please ourselves or a temporary life, instead of looking for the eternal life and looking to meet our Maker. My beloved, you know, some of you are very young yet, and of course some of you are getting old. Like I, in the old days in Russia, they would say, I already have one foot in the grave, because I am already old, and I have to more and more think about the Lord, and I have to cry out to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me, and give me the spiritual sight, so that I can start to see the things of the eternal life, and not the things of the temporary, so that I can clean my heart from everything that's not pleasing to you, and purify it, so that you can make your abode in my heart. And I have to learn to love everybody. Well, you should say that to yourself, whether you are of younger age or of older age. It still is good for you to think that way too, to let us learn to really to carry the burdens of each other. Let us learn to be be able to rejoice every time we see not only a little beautiful flower or a birdie or a butterfly, but when we start to seeing each other, that let us be able to really pick up that spirit of Saint Seraphim that he said, my joy, and then to cry out, Christ is risen. It's a wonderful, the most beautiful news, because he had risen, he had proven that he is our God and creator, and he is giving us resurrection. For now, he's first putting us into the ground. He separates the soul and takes it. If we have learned to love him and to love each other, he's going to take us to heaven. And then when he comes with the last judgment, he will resurrect our body and make a new body for us that will have no more sorrows or sicknesses or troubles. And then we will be able to have the full joy for eternity. But that's only if we want to do that, if we want to be there. But if we want to be there, we have to strive, we have to fight for it. The Lord says that kingdom of heaven is taken by force, and you know, those who will exert themselves will make it. So if you or I are one of those who are not really exerting ourselves to try to make it to heaven, let's start doing that now. Let's start exerting ourselves and putting more effort behind that than behind anything else we ever did in our life, whether it is career or whatever it may be that we wanted in this life. We know, you know, and I know that we had to exert ourselves to receive, to get something that we wanted. Well, there's nothing greater than the kingdom of heaven. So let's put more effort exert ourselves much more to attain the kingdom of heaven than we ever did to attain anything in this world. And may God give us the grace to be able to truly to love him with our heart and soul and mind and the whole might, and to love our neighbor and to cling to the Lord and have him bring us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.